Welcome to Yanker Jacks with Brian Swope.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Part of the Gateway City Sports Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, how's it going? It's good to be back. This is your host on Yakker Jacks, Brian Swope, Papa Swope on Twitter. It's been a couple of months. We've had quite a couple months around my house. We went on vacation back in August, and after that, it just got crazy. I got sick, my wife got sick, my in-laws got COVID, and the kids went back to school, and it got absolutely crazy. So we missed doing this, missed talking to you guys, missed having you guys be a part of what's going on here over at Gateway City Sports. Not just me. We've got the website, gatewaycitysports.com. We've got great content coming out almost daily. You cover everything related to St. Louis sports. You talk from baseball to hockey to soccer to, college football to NFL. We've got it all. So head on over there to gatewaycitysports.com. And make sure that you get covered with everything that we have, including our great podcast. It's not just this one. We've got 2 for 3 with Moose Michaels, the Team of Rivals podcast, and also the Derek King Sports Show. So get over there, check that stuff out, make sure you're covered on all of your great sports information and news that you need to stay up to date. Speaking of coverage, not just any insurance is going to do. You've got to have insurance and get yourself covered. That's why you need Allstate. The Wiley Group has 2 locations in Festus and Arnold to serve you. They offer home, auto, boat, motorcycle, business, life insurance, investments, and so much more. They use a customized approach that is tailor-fit to meet your needs. Give Sean and his team a call today at 636-764-6294. They can help you with an insurance quote right over the phone. Or if you just want to talk about sports, they do that too. You don't have time to call? Just email Sean at SeanWiley@Allstate.com and learn about the coverage options that you need to keep you and your family protected. And remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. Well, I guess there's no better place to start than really what's going on right now with the St. Louis Cardinals. Take it for what you want. I was not always a fan of Mike Schilt. I did not agree with the way that he ran the bullpen. I felt like he made some absolutely poor decisions when it came to the bullpen, not the least of which was putting Alex Reyes in with the game on the line in the NL wildcard game. But that having been said, you're talking about a guy who took over a middling team that was barely above 500 back in 2018, turned it around, really made some strides, and then in his 3 full years as a manager, made the postseason every single year. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at. Nothing to sneeze at all. But what makes it even more impressive to me is that Mike Schilt had to deal with absolutely subpar rosters. I mean, it's just a fact. You cannot look at this team and tell me that on paper they stack up to, teams like the Dodgers. Who really are, that's the team that we need to be looking at beating. They are the class of the NL. Any road to the World Series from the National League is going to run through LA. And this team just has not been good enough. Not on paper, not in practice. I mean, they haven't been good enough to win. And I think the frustration came most of all in June when I saw Schilt's post-game comments. He was being just raked over the coals by the media about the handling of the team and why they were tanking and just how bad the situation had gotten. And I'll never forget, Mike Schilt said, "I can only play the players that are on my roster." If that wasn't a tell into Mike Schilt and what he was going through, then I don't know what else is. Now, I'm not saying that Mike Shildt is a great manager, you know, but at the same time, you've got to look at the overall body of work. I mean, you're talking about a guy who joined the organization back in 2004. Mozeliak hired him as a scout. And, you know, he's worked up his way, the entire way up through the organization. You know, he was mentored by George Kissel and really became the embodiment and the epitome of the Cardinal way. You know, and criticize him all you want, but Mike Shildt was successful. He is very successful. You know, he's, I think, in the top, as far as winning percentage goes, you know, in the top like three or four of all Cardinal managers of all time. Higher winning percentage than Tony La Russa, higher winning percentage than Red Schoendienst. And so you look at that and it's like the guy really did a good job. And if I'm looking at the rosters that he had to work with, he did a damn good job. And I can't look at this and say that, you know, that the Cardinals were necessarily justified in firing him. I don't think they were. Now, that having been said, apparently the issue has been philosophical differences between the front office and the coaching staff and what direction this team was headed. And there's been a lot of speculation. Of course, Mozeliak didn't give any details at all, and he's not going to. That's just not his style. And Shildt didn't give any more indication, I don't think, about what the issues were. But I think what it comes down to is it comes down to leaning more into analytics and less on more traditional approaches to the game. Now, we know that the front office has been moving more towards analytics over the last several years, and it hasn't been a gradual shift either. This has been something that they have pressed hard on. If you haven't read it yet, Bernie Miklas has a piece out on Scoops with Danny Mac that was brilliant in the way it described just the relationship between Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak. And, you know, he recounts, you know, when DeWitt fired Walt Jocketty and decided to move towards analytics and promoted Mozeliak, I mean, there has been a shift more towards analytics the entire time. Now, what you had still in place was you still had Tony La Russa. And Tony La Russa was a well-respected manager, winning manager, you know, World Series winning manager. And, you know, you're not going to really step on Tony's toes because the man had all the street cred in the world. And so Tony had the ability to push back, I think, against Mozeliak in a way that neither Mike Matheny nor Mike Shildt was able to do. And so after La Russa left in 2011, they won the World Series and La Russa left, what you found was you had Matheny, who in 2012 went to the NLCS with a roster made up mostly of Tony La Russa guys. 2013, went to the World Series with a roster made up of mostly Tony La Russa guys. And then what? And then it just has been middling, mediocre baseball ever since, until September of this year, when the Cardinals went on that 17-game winning streak and they seemed like unbeatable heading into the playoffs. That to me was Cardinal baseball. You know, the last month and a half of the season, that was Cardinal baseball. That's what we come to expect, you know, and that's what Mike Shildt was able to deliver with the roster that he had. And I don't blame him. Look, now, I'm not going to fault Mike Shildt because of the injuries that happened to the pitching staff. Nobody can recover when their pitching staff is that decimated. No, you're not going to win when four of your five projected starters are gone. And I say four of five because Dakota Hudson might as well have been in that list of five, and he was out with Tommy John surgery. Now, that having been said, you know, there were warning signs red flags, if you will, before the season started. And Mozeliak failed to address those. Absolutely failed to address those. Now, you look at the job that Mike Schilt did, and he ended the season only 5 games out of first place. Only 5 games out. Now, you tell me that if those holes were shored up in the offseason, that they don't make those 5 games up. You tell me that. You tell me that if they don't have a solid pitching staff, they don't have a solid rotation, they didn't have more depth, and they didn't have a solid back end of the bullpen, you tell me that if they have that, they don't make up those 5 games, you're crazy. And it's just the truth. And so the job that Mike Schilt did this year, to me, the man should win manager of the year. He really should. And he probably will. He likely will still win NL Manager of the Year. And wouldn't that be a slap in the face to the Cardinals front office if they fired the NL Manager of the Year? I mean, you're talking about a guy who had a team that was 13 games out of first place and fought back, came within 5 games of winning the division, and still made the wild card. I mean, that's a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. And, you know, as Schilt likes to say, tip your cap to him. Tip your cap to Mike Schilt and the job he did. I don't care if you agreed with all of his decisions. I don't care if you thought he was a good manager or not. It doesn't matter. All of that is irrelevant. What matters is that Mike Schilt did a phenomenal job with what he was given. And nobody can take that away from him. And I certainly will not take that away from him. Now, what I will say is whatever the philosophical differences were, it's now up to John Mozeliak to figure out where this team is going from here. You fired your last two managers, guys that you handpicked for the job, and you fired them both within 3.5 years of each other. In the last 4 years, the Cardinals have gone through 2 managers. That doesn't happen in St. Louis. We don't see that. And so now what I think is Mozeliak is stepping in and saying, you know what, it's my way or the highway. And if you don't like it, you can pack your bags. Here's my contention. Mozeliak should have his last chance right now. This should be his last chance. If he doesn't deliver another World Series championship within the next 3 years with the roster that is there, with the core that is there, if he cannot supplement that roster and win a World Series within the next 3 years, he should be fired. He should be the next one gone. And if they can't do that, then DeWitt might as well sell the team because he's not really concerned with winning. You know, and Mozeliak said that, well, it wasn't just about, you know, wins and losses. Well, you know what? That's what it's about to the fan base. Fan base doesn't care about your philosophical differences. Fan base cares about whether or not you can put a team on the field that's going to go out there and play hard and win the game and hopefully contend for a World Series title. That's what the fan base cares about. And that's what Mike Schilt was trying to deliver. You know, I could go on and on about this all day. But I will say this, that if John Mozeliak does not deliver a World Series title to this city within the next 3 years, then he should be gone. He should be fired. You know, it's done. I personally, guys, I'm fed up with it. I am done with, you know, the excuses. I am done with the, you know, well, we don't want to sacrifice the future. Forget about the future. The future is now. The future is now. There's a core in place. There's moves out there to be made. And if he doesn't make them, this will be the defining offseason of John Mozeliak's career. And if he doesn't make the moves and bring a World Series title, then you might as well just pack your bags, Mo. Because this city, these fans, they'll be done with you. They'll be absolutely done with you. And they should be. Should be. Moving on to other things. Man, I am hot today. I am fired up and I am cooking. So speaking of cooking, you know, the summer is over and we're back into, you know, cooler weather. But you know what? It is tailgate time. And when it is time to tailgate, you get that smoker out and you get that meat going, you get that awesome smell. You know where it comes from? The best smell comes from Holy Smokers Rub Company. When it's time to add a little spice to your life, make your next grilling experience a spiritual adventure with Holy Smokers Rub Company. They have several different flavors to choose from. Each one is specially blended for a taste sensation that you will pray never ends. The best part about it is that all proceeds go towards helping families who are going through the process of adopting a child. So look them up on Facebook. Be sure to use coupon code GCS10. That's GCS, the number 10, and you'll get 10% off of your order. Holy Smokers Rub Company. Bless your taste buds. I'm going to switch it up here a little bit. There's a couple other things that I wanted to get to this morning. And the first is going to be the St. Louis Blues. I mean, holy smokes. This team is looking really good. And if the first two games are any indication of what we're going to see, then my goodness, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I mean, if you look at just what we saw last night, I mean, down 2-1 in the second period, and then all of a sudden, what we see is we see the Cardinals do nothing less than score 4 goals within 4 minutes. And I think in a span of, was it like 5 minutes and 7 seconds, I think, they scored 5 goals, went up from being down 2-1, went up to being up 6-1, and wound up winning the game 7-4. You know, and there's been no more electric player to me than Jordan Kyrou. And he has been phenomenal. Through 2 games, okay? Through 2 games, Kyrou has 6 points. 6 points in 2 games. That's amazing. That's amazing. 6 points, 2 of those are goals, 4 assists, and he has been a spark plug, really what has gotten this team going offensively. And, you know, the other guys are going to come through. You know, Tarasenko is going to get his goals. Ryan O'Reilly is going to get his goals. You know, David Perron's going to get his goals. All those guys are going to score. But when it comes down to it, Jordan Kyrou has been phenomenal. And it's so incredibly great to see this kid mature and become the kind of player that he's become. He's more aware, more alert on ice. If you look last night, on the forecheck, he picked a pocket, man. He was just right there. You know, on his first goal, he was right there, saw it come and intercepted the pass. He was in the right space. And it seemed like all night, you know, the last 2 games, really, it seems like the entire game, he knew where he was supposed to be. He picked the right spots and he was there when it mattered. And if he continues to grow like this and continues to play like this, you know, and then the O'Reilly line steps it up and they get going, I mean, this is going to be one phenomenally good team. Now, they do need to shore up the defense a little bit. Bennington can play a little bit better than what he has been. I mean, you don't give up 4 goals to, you know, to the Coyotes and say that you were playing good defense or had great goaltending. That's just not the case. Although, I mean, Bennington has looked pretty good. He has looked pretty good, but I think the defense is letting him down. But overall, this team looks great, and I can't say enough about him. And, you know, the guy that really has impressed me, aside from Kyrou, has been 19-year-old rookie Jake Neighbors, our top pick in the 2020 draft. You know, for a kid who's 19, he looks so poised, so mature, knows what he's doing, and, you know, he's not afraid to get in there and not afraid to mix it up. You saw it last night. He got into it. And I can't remember the Coyotes player that he got into it with. But, you know, he didn't back down. He didn't back down. You know, this veteran comes up and, you know, pushes on him, and Neighbors just gives it right back to him. And, you know, turns out that, you know, the guy grabs Neighbors, pushes him down, and, you know, is shaking him. And, you know, the other guys come over, and Neighbors got up. He just had a smile on his face. He's like, all right, whatever, dude. You know, it's just, if this team is going to show that kind of grit and that kind of fight, this is going to be an exciting season for Blues hockey. And I think it's going to. I really think it's going to be a fun season. So last thing I want to talk about today, and this will wrap us up for today. It's going to be a short show. We don't have a guest today. Last thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about the Mizzou Tigers. guys, I just, disappointing, I think would be an understatement if talking about this team. You know, honestly, I really thought that the hiring of Steve Wilks to helm the defense was going to be a good thing. Thought it was going to be a good thing. But so far, if I'm being honest, you know, I think the defense has taken a step backwards. I think the defense is actually worse than it was last year. And I still don't think the offense is coming together. You know, it just, you know, the loss to Boston College in overtime, you know, the losses to Tennessee, just getting completely destroyed at home. You know, and teams they should have beat, they beat. But even then, like, the games were a whole heck of a lot closer than they should have been. And A&M just made them look foolish this weekend. I mean, this team has got to figure it out. I don't know what Coach Drink's got up his sleeve, but he's got to get something going. He's got to figure this out, because it for all the promise that we had going into the season, with all the hype and the excitement that came in with Coach Drinkwitz coming in, it's fallen flat, and it's been a huge disappointment, I know, to Mizzou fans. It's been frustrating to me as a fan to watch, you know, but as an alum of Liberty University, the Flames are 5-1, so I'm actually excited about that. So I think that it's, you know, 5-2. I'm sorry, we lost this weekend. So Liberty's 5-2. I know they're not St. Louis, but, you know, I got to have something. I got to have something, you know, because the Tigers are really stinking it up on the field. And so I've got to enjoy, you know, the little bit of satisfaction I can. And to know that my alma mater is having a football team that's doing, you know, much better than Mizzou, then I've got to hold on to that. That's what I'm gonna hang my hat on. You know, Mike Schilt is fired. Mizzou sucks, but the Blues are doing good, and so is Liberty. So that's all I've got for today, guys. I know it's a really short show, not a whole lot. We'll try to get some guests on here next time and dive into some more of this stuff. Check out, again, everything that we've got going on at GatewayCitySports.com. Especially check out our newest writer, Russ Robinson. And we call him Uncle Frank. And he is covering Mizzou football for us. And hopefully he'll do a little bit of Cardinal stuff. I remember him from my days over at Redbird Rants. We wrote together for that website. And he was also you know, with us on some previous projects before we became Gateway City Sports. But he's back with us. And so get over there to the website, gatewaycitysports.com. Check out Russ's stuff. Check out the couple of new articles that we've got put up regarding Mike Schilt and the Cardinals. And just keep on checking us out. Keep on giving us a share. Give us a like. Let your friends know about Gateway City Sports, because we can't do this without you. We are a sports organization, sports news organization that is for fans by fans. We can't do it without you guys. We love you. Be good. Be blessed. And have a great week.